That sounds delicious. I'm actually getting hungry. I mean, it's kind of early in the morning here, but I could have risotto for breakfast.
Welcome to the Italian Wine Podcast Lockdown Series. Every Monday, we'll be connecting with Italian wine people. Join us to find out what they're doing and drinking today. This podcast is brought to you by Colangelo & Partners, the leading fine wine and spirits agency in the U.S. Visit Colangelo & Partners on www.colangelopr.com.
Hi, Luca.
Hi, Susanna. Oh,
so nice to see you.
Me too. It's wonderful.
It's been such a long time. This wasn't the circumstance that I thought I would see you in. I thought I would meet you at Vinitaly under the Prosecco tent and have some risotto.
In Vinitaly it was better, but now this is the occasion, the only that we have, then enjoy.
Absolutely. And it's interesting to see you with an apron on. So are you cooking?
Yes, I want to cook you an Italian dish, a Veneto dish.
What are you going to make?
I make a risotto with asparagus.
That sounds delicious.
I explain to you what is possible to make with some simple ingredients.
That sounds delicious. I'm actually getting hungry. I mean, it's kind of early in the morning here, but I could have risotto for breakfast. Do you eat a lot of risotto in your house? Yes,
we eat a risotto. We make different risotto along the year. We make with mushroom in autumn. We make with asparagus in spring. In summer, we use other ingredients, for example, vegetables and also with fish. You can choose. There are
that
a lot
sounds
of possibilities.
Delicious. Do you make risotto with? Do you use prosecco in your risotto?
Yes, sometimes too. In the recipe, I put also a prosecco because it's possible to have a risotto more creamy and just a little bit of acidity, and then it's a good ingredient.
That sounds delicious. I don't make enough risottos. I think maybe I'm always nervous. So I sit there and I stand over the pot waiting for it to cook and maybe I stir it too much. Can you give us some tips as to what to do to make a better risotto? Is there a secret ingredient?
No, I think that you need good ingredients as a good rice and a good asparagus and some grana padano. Okay, mm-hmm. And I forgot to have the butter and water, and then salt and pepper and olive oil.
Okay.
Yes, I like a lot cooking. In my family, the large part of the time, I cucino io.
You cook.
Yes, I cook, and I love to make risotto, but also barbecue, and sometimes make a ragu, and sometimes also pizza. Yes. I am able to make not high level, but for every day, it's good. It's fine.
Do you have kids? Do you have kids?
Yes, I have Tommaso. 13 years old, and Benedetta, 40.
Do they cook with you?
Sometimes they cook with me, but they prefer eat than cook.
That's because they're smart. So what have you been doing other than cooking in this quarantine time? Have you been reading or in the garden?
Yes, Susanna, can I make the risotto at the
yes,
moment?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
I'm excited.
Just a moment,
you know?
Because yes, I need to. I have some broth, and
okay.
I'm, because it's not simple. We need about 50 minutes. Then I have already done some
preparatory work.
Yes. You can see I have already put the asparagus in the. Huh? And the rice now. Okay. Yes, in this period, I have chosen to do what normally I can't do. And then I have the occasion to read some books that are both and never have the occasion to read. And then and also to stay with family is a good occasion. Because normally I leave from home at 7 o'clock and I will return at 8 p.m. and then it's not possible to stay with my children. And then this is a good occasion to stay with them.
I understand. I know I'm homeschooling my son too. It's an interesting, yes, different period of time. So do you stir the risotto a lot? Or do you just stir it once every few? Quanto si mescola?
Oh, about 15 minutes we need about. And it's not necessary to stay every time to mescolare?
Stir. Stir.
So, yeah, mm-hmm. Just on sometimes, okay? Mm-hmm. And then, okay. This is good. This way.
So is the heat high or low? It's hard for me to see how high it is. Medium?
Medium, yes, yeah. Perfect.
Because my rice, whenever I make risotto, it gets very sticky on the bottom of the pan. So mm-hmm. I'm trying to figure out what I'm doing wrong. If I'm putting the heat, the fuoco too high, or if mm-hmm. I should make it lower. Do you mm-hmm. have any technique suggestions? Maybe I'm impatient.
But we need to have a broth very warm, caldo.
Hot. Mm-hmm.
Hot. Mm-hmm. And for cooking the rice at the medium level is fine. I have no particularly secrets. I think that for me the most important is choose a good rice. I use cannaroli is for the risotto is for me is the il migliore.
The best. Is cannaroli from the Veneto or from Lombardy? Does it grow
it's
in
from
the Veneto?
Veneto. From yes, the Veneto? I'm not far from Venice.
Oh, okay. That's interesting. And so while you're cooking, I just wanted to ask you if you're thinking of what you might want to do when this time is over. Is there something that you can't wait to do when you get out of the house again?
I want to walk around the Dolomiti, the mountain not far from here, and then I want to see some exhibition that are open at the beginning of the quarantine at Rome. We have an exhibition for the 500th Nascita of Raffaello Sanzi.
The birth of Raffaello.
And I think what one of the most important exhibition at this moment in Italy. Okay, just a moment. I stop the brook. Okay.
What are we doing
and,
now?
And then I want to return to make fly around the world. To explain, to speak about Prosecco.
Of course, I understand. So do you slowly put the broth into the rice? Do you put it in a little bit at a time?
A little bit at a time? Yes.
Did you make the broth? Is it homemade broth?
Yes, with, I told in Italy and you translate with tomato, I know. I don't know.
Celery.
Onion.
Uh-huh.
And meat, okay. And
With the bones, you made the broth with the bones?
Yes.
And if I don't make homemade broth, can I use a bouillon cube, you know, a dado? Can I use a dado?
No. I make a broth, no. In
no,
this
I know
occasion,
you
I
didn't. Use... But can yes, I? Yes. Lo so, yes. Tu non l'hai fatto mai.
Yes. Yes, you can use also dado. Okay. Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, that looks good. That's the other thing that I always have trouble with when I make a risotto. I either put too much broth in or not enough. You know, I'm never sure how much to put in at any time. Oh, look at you. Ah, that's what I would like right now.
I need to use for the I put just a little bit of Prosecco in the risotto at the moment.
Oh, that sounds great. I thought you were going to pour me a glass.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Okay.
So you put the broth in first and then the Prosecco.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay. Because it makes it creamier?
Yes.
Huh.
And then we use also just a little bit of butter, but at the end, because
at the
it's
end?
Not a good it is not a good way to cook the butter. And then
do you put
only
salt in? Okay.
Yes.
Do you put salt and pepper in too? Do you use any other spices?
Yeah, no, only salt and pepper.
Only salt and pepper.
Okay. And just a little bit of pepper we put at the end.
Okay. So since you've been home and not walking in the mountains, do you, in your family, do you exercise at home? I know,
yeah.
I'm trying to exercise at home because it's so easy to gain so much weight just eating great things like risotto, right?
Yes, yes. I think that at the moment, it's all changed. And
yes.
Then we need to understand the good way to stay at home, to produce, to make a work, to make school for the children, and in another way. In another way, all is changed, but I think that is also a good occasion to rethink our way of life.
Yes, I agree.
Yes.
I agree with
and
you.
We need to try to understand the positive the things that happen.
I agree with
yes.
that. Certainly that risotto, I'm sure your kids are eating well. Are your children happy to have you home more?
Yes, yes. When I play with them, yes. When I look for their homework, no.
Well, you can't be happy about everything, right?
Yes,
I'm
yes,
sure.
yes, yes.
I'm sure.
They play also with me and then they
yes, no, I know. My son is happy to have me home, but, you know, I think he just wants to play all day, which is hard if you're trying to work. So I was thinking, I didn't know that about you, that you like to hike so much in the mountains.
The region of my family name is on the north of the Veneto region,
okay.
where there are the Dolomites,
okay.
and then I have every time in the summer I go to mountain to walk around, in the winter to ski.
Okay.
And I like it very 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 much.
Yeah.
Sono un uomo alpino.
Ah, you're an alpine man. That's interesting. It's interesting the things you find out about people. I mean, I've known you, I think, maybe not 10 years, but almost a long time. Yeah, maybe
yes.
10 years.
Yes,
that's
yes,
interesting.
Yes.
And I've certainly never seen you in your apron. How's our risotto going? How's the risotto?
Yes, yes. I think that we are quite ready. I ask to my son if he keep the butter. Il burro.
I always forget something. Yeah, I always forget something. Butter?
Yes, is it right? Yes.
Do you use a lot of butter?
Yes. Burro di peraffioramento in italiano, quello proprio in inglese non te lo saprei mare, è proprio la panna che sale dal latte.
Ah, okay. I understand, sort of. The top of
if
the butter.
If you want to translate.
Yes. I'm not sure how to translate that, actually. But I'm just looking at how much butter that is.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. All right. That looks like a nice amount. And are you making this for your family, for the four of you? Are there four of you in your family? You, your wife, and your two kids?
What are you?
There are four people in your family?
Yes. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Very important. But I have make a a risotto for two persons.
Ah, okay. Yes. That sounds nice. Does your wife cook too?
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Just a moment, because we are quite ready.
Okay. Good. That looks great. Yes. You look like you have a very good technique to mescolarda, to stir.
I see. Thank you.
See that in the hand. It's always impressive to me.
Next time when we come in the United States, we will make a risotto.
Risotto together, I'd love that, because I just don't have that technique. I don't know. It's interesting to me the way different people cook. You can tell by the way they use certain utensils, things that they're very used to doing.
Okay. In Veneto, the risotto. We call allonda, not very un po' più umido. I don't know.
Okay, allonda. Allonda would mean like on the wave, I think. But what you mean is it's not totally dry, right?
Yes.
It has a little liquid.
Yes.
Okay. That's interesting. Oh wow! Yes. Look at that. That looks delicious. I'm really getting hungry. Ah, okay. That looks beautiful.
Yes, like and then we can use pepper. Okay, just a little bit. Okay.
That looks great.
And then I bring some grana padano.
Yeah, that looks great. You know, as you're doing this, I'm thinking, if you ever don't want to work at the Prosecco Consortium, you could always try to have a TV show. You're kind of looking very professional with your mandolin and your parmigiano and, you know, your Prosecco.
Yes, because I think that's we need to promote not only Prosecco, all the Italian way of life. And our way of life, we need to have a good glass of wine. We need to have rice. We need to have cheese. And as a consortium of Prosecco, we try to work with other consortium. We work a lot with San Daniele ham, with Gorgonzola cheese, and we try to make what is in Italian can call sistema.
Right.
A sistema. We need
a network.
In particular, in this occasion, I think that's the moment to understand that we are all in the same boat when we try to work everybody insieme. Non mi viene.
Together.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that is really a delicious risotto. I wish I were there to enjoy it with you, and I look forward to the next time that I get to see you.
Thank you, Susanna.
Thank you, Luca. Cheers.
Un grosso brindisi. Cheers. To next time.
Baci. To next time. Bye bye.
Ciao,
Luca.
Ciao.
Alla prossima. Ciao.
See you next Monday for another virtual wine journey Italian Wine Podcast Lockdown Series.